That versicle and response is especially appropriate this morning as we meditate on the reading from Ezekiel. The words of Ezekiel spoke good news to the exiles of Judah. Ezekiel had ministered to his fellow exiles in Babylon first as a prophet of doom. He said, "Jerusalem will be destroyed." But then, after that event had taken place, he spoke as a minister of consolation, holding out the Lord's promise of return. That was the good news Ezekiel delivered using the image of a shepherd. "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness." The good news for us, as we hear Ezekiel's words again this morning, is that there has been a shift in the tense. Where Ezekiel used the future tense, we can supply the perfect. Where Ezekiel says the Lord will, we can say the Lord has. Now, what I'm suggesting isn't a strange new approach to Hebrew verbs. It's instead something that is grasped deep down by every Christian who loves Psalm 23. It's something that's grasped deep down by every Christian who knows by heart the words of Jesus in John chapter 10. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." What Ezekiel prophesied and hoped for, Jesus was, is, and will be. He fulfilled the Lord's promise, "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them and be their shepherd." Jesus became that shepherd by giving up his life, by sacrificing himself on the cross. He had to be lifted up in order to draw all people to himself. It was from the cross that he carried out this divine search and rescue mission promised by Ezekiel. And it was on that glorious first day of the week when he broke the bonds of death that he called the exiles scattered in the realms of sin back to their homeland, back to his own life and forgiveness. For this reason, we joyfully sang just a few minutes ago that we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Christ is our shepherd. We have been restored to God's flock. So we look with joy to Christ coming again. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.